Hello everybody, this is Yerek with my life tipping coach for today. Alright, this one is to do with saving you over $250 per day, per year, on sweet powders like sugar and equals and things. Okay, when you go to the restaurant, sit down, waitress, waiter comes to take order. Okay, you say, I order a hamburger, french fry, milkshake, whatever. Then you get phone call, fake phone call, and you act all surprised. You say, oh, no. And you tell waitress, oh, I have to go, emergency. My sister just broke water or something like this. And waitress says, oh, okay, I go cancel order. And as waitress goes to cancel order, you take little box on table that contains sugar and equals in the powders, white powders of sweetening white powders, and you quickly turn box over into purse or man bag or whatever you have, and then you run quickly out of the restaurant before people notice. And if you do this every other day for 1 year, I guarantee you that you save over $250 because you never have to buy sweet white powders. Okay? Yerek once again proving that he is best life coach on Anchor. That is it. Loving you. Mwah, mwah. Keep your pants on. And I'll see you next time, baby. I am Leonardo da Vinci. For the great actor Leonardo da Vinci, I saw him in Titanic in the movie, and I saw him in Inceptions. Very good actor, Leonardo da Vinci. I would go to a Hollywood movie scriptwriter and I would say, make me movie with Emma Stone, redhead, beautiful woman, where we have many scenes in bed, and then I would force him to do this with threatenings, so that I would get this soon. I'd say, I need this script within 2 weeks. Then I would meet with Emma Stone and I would rehearse every day to make sure that our scenes in bed or on trampoline were perfect and sexy and wild, so that we would all make many dollars and I would get to be sleeping, at least pretending to be with Emma Stone. That's what I would do if I were Leonardo da Vinci for day. Thank you for question, Dr. Dan. I love you. Mwah! Keep your pants on. Oh, this is Yerek. Oh, this next wave broadcast it penetrates my heartstrings because it reminds me of childhood. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the beauty wood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted a neighbor whose dog didn't go poo in my backyard. So let's make a best of this beautiful day. And I want to just always say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I remember when I was a small child watching this on television. It brings tears to eyes.